Good morning and welcome into In Focus on News Radio KMAN. Coming up on our show here a little later on, we'll talk with Manhattan Parks and Recreation, get you set for a grand opening of one of the rec centers and also a big event coming up this Saturday at the Discovery Center. We are going to start, though, with the Flint Hills Veterans Coalition, our regular four guests joining us here this morning, including President Chuck Sexton and Melody, his wife. Good morning, Chuck.
Good morning, Brandon. Are you ready for delightful? I know Dave Lewis is ready for
delightful. We are delightful.
We are delightful. I just want everybody to get ready for that delightful
transmission. Did I actually use that adjective about you?
You meant to say hunky is what you meant to say.
They are delightful.
They are just delightful.
You forgot the C in front of hunky. You know, okay, all right. Now, you have to realize what my job is, and that's to entice people in, to listen to you. Because, you know, while, you know, delightful may be a nice term when the reality comes into play and you guys get on the air, it definitely takes a turn to the left or to the right. But there's you never know which way you're going to hit when the fork is in the middle of the road with you two.
You got to go with it.
I don't think he's allowed Brandon to have a complete opening since we started doing him in focus.
This makes it interesting.
Poor Brandon.
No, it makes it delightful.
Oh, I enjoy having you here. I just we work around it. Janet Nichols is here as well. Past president. Good morning.
Good morning, Brandon. Thanks for having us today.
You bet. Christine Benny also joining us. Christine, I'm sorry, I forget your title here with the coalition.
Her Royal Highness.
Now I might add that the three latter of the people that we've talked to, they all qualify in the delightful category.
Uh oh.
That hunky with the silent C.
Let's go with that.
Thank you kindly, Dave.
Oh, you're so welcome.
They're more than delightful. They are beautiful. And if only the radio audience could see how beautiful these ladies are. It's a pleasure just looking at them through the camera.
I got your money later, Chuck, okay?
Well, we have lots to get to here with the coalition. They've got
a busy
month of May coming up here. And we'll start first with you, Christine, talking about the Manhattan Veterans Audio Tour. We talked about this, I think, a couple months ago. This is a really neat initiative here that was started by Mayor Wynn Butler.
Correct. Yeah. Mayor Wynn Butler several years ago put together a walking tour of several areas, military related areas in Manhattan And it's been really, really neat that especially Melody, has put it to a virtual walking tour. So what we'll do, launch later this week.
We did that together, Christina. It wasn't just me.
What about me?
But we're going to launch this virtual tour, and you'll be able to go on an app on your phone. And it will be totally free. And all you'll have to do is click on the building, the monument, the... Mm-hmm. There's all the different areas in Manhattan and read about it, to go see it. And it's just a really neat thing to do, especially with Memorial Day coming up.
Yes. You know, the cool thing is to me is it emphasizes the history, the rich history that specifically Manhattan in this case, but the people of the Flint Hills have. And it's actually taking it and putting it in a format that those younger folk would understand. They can use it on the interweb in their smartphones and all that, as opposed to their corded phone like I still have. But it's a good way of using an initiative that Wynn started, and we're upgrading it so that more people have it, and we're saving trees because you don't have to print it out anymore.
Yep,
right.
But it's just a cool thing that Melody and Christine took forward from Wynn's great idea. But
with the mobile app, so what is it called for people who want to go find it in the App Store?
Well, you can't find it yet because we're launching it later this week. But it's My Audio Tour. Okay. And we'll have links to it in our on our website and also on our Facebook page once it's live.
And we're trying to coordinate the launch with a very, very important event that's coming up this week, which can sometimes be forgotten, and that's VE Day. So 76 years ago, we had victory in Europe over fascism and the Nazis.
What day was that, Chuck?
The 8th of May. Uh-huh. That was the 8th of May, 1945. Actually, German capitulation was signed on the 7th, but...
But none of us care.
No. Well, somebody got to care out there.
You care.
We.
By the way, Dave posed a question. How do you use a corded phone on Zoom?
Well, I'll tell you what, son. I can teach you some things there, Mr. Lewis.
He borrows the smartphone of his much younger wife. That's what he does.
Yes, my younger and beautiful wife.
There you go. Okay.
My trophy bride.
Well, with that, with VE Day, there are some Civil War cannons. Those are going to be out and about somewhere?
Yeah, well, here's the thing. And if for those of you who have been to City Park, which used to be in the 40s, it was known as Central Park as well. But in City Park, there's the cabin there, and it's close to the band shell. And in front of the cabin, there are two concrete pillars. The correct term is plinth, but I just didn't want to.
Again, nobody cares.
Yes, once again, I didn't want to. But there are two concrete pillars that are out front. And what you'll notice on them are two brass plates or bronze plates. And the bronze plates say what was once on those pillars. They were two cannons. One was from the Spanish-American War, and that was donated by the veterans of the United States Veterans of the Spanish-American War as an organization that went away in the 60s with the passing of the last of our Spanish-American War veterans. Or correction, 70s with the passing of our last Spanish-American War veterans. The other one had a pillar on the pillar was a cannon from the Civil War. And that was donated by the members of the Grand Army of the Republic, which was those veterans, those Union veterans of the Civil War. They donated cannons to the city of Manhattan. Well, in 1941, as you know, we were attacked at Pearl Harbor, and the Nazis declared war on the United States. Those veterans organizations, in order to save the United States, in order to save freedom, those veterans donated those cannons to be used for the war effort. And those cannons are now in probably 100 million pieces over Nazi Germany. There's probably traces of those cannons that they're bits and pieces. This being the 76th anniversary the 75th anniversary of the donation of those cannons, what we as a coalition have decided to do is start an effort to replace the cannons so that those veterans that went before are once again acknowledged for what they did. And so we're going to here shortly start that effort to get the cannons back. And there's more to follow on that. Really, really interesting story behind it, though.
We'll save that for another episode. That's a teaser.
Okay.
We call that a teaser.
Is that what you call a teaser?
That's what we call a teaser.
Okay.
Yep. Awesome. I'll tell you what. Let's take a break, and we'll come back. We'll talk more, including America Rocks MHKS. That's a little teaser here for the next segment. You're listening to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN.